Welcome to episode 612 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 25 of Perspectives on Easter, a series focused on the people who played both major and minor roles in the Easter narrative, as well as the relevant places, practices, artifacts, and traditions related to Easter. So far, we have heard from a variety of different characters, from the thieves who were crucified with Jesus, to the Roman soldiers who put him to death, to Jewish authorities who condemned him to die, to disciples from Thomas to Nicodemus to Joseph of Arimathea. For most of the series, we feature first-person monologues from characters like these. However, as has been our tradition on Tuesdays, we will continue with our top 10 lists. The Bible is the story of human history and God's work in it. The most significant event in human history is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The story of this event permeates the text of Scripture. The creation account shows us God's sovereignty over His creation. The fall shows us why we need a Savior. The history of Israel shows the historical context of the coming of the Son of God incarnate, and humanity's inability to save itself through works, thus its need for a Savior. The Gospels tell the story of Jesus the Savior on earth, and much of the rest of the New Testament teaches how to live in this age in light of Jesus' work on our behalf. The prophecies of the Bible, particularly in Daniel and Revelation, but also elsewhere, show what Jesus as Savior is saving us to eternal paradise, and what He's saving us from, eternal damnation. The story of Jesus saturates the meta-narrative of the Bible, and prophecies of His first advent are found throughout the Old Testament. Allusions to Him also come up in microways, as many people and events hint at the work He would accomplish. One scholar, J. Barton Payne, has found as many as 574 verses in the Old Testament that somehow point to or describe or reference the coming Messiah. Alfred Edersheim found 456 Old Testament verses referring to the Messiah or His times. Conservatively, Jesus fulfilled at least 300 prophecies in His earthly ministry. There are also many Old Testament prophecies that are seen as pointing toward the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
Today's top 10 list.
10 Old Testament prophecies that are commonly seen as being fulfilled in the Easter story.
Number 1.
The prophecy of the suffering servant in Isaiah 53. This prophecy speaks of a servant who will suffer and die for the sins of his people. Verses 3 to 6. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Number 2.
The prophecy of the resurrection in Psalm 16. This psalm speaks of a righteous one who will not be abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor will his body see decay. Verses 9 to 10. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption.
Number 3.
The prophecy of the new covenant in Jeremiah 31, and elsewhere in Jeremiah. This prophecy speaks of a new covenant that God will make with His people, in which He will write His law on their hearts. Through His sacrifice on the cross, Jesus provides the forgiveness of sins that was promised in the new covenant, and His resurrection brings new life to those who believe in Him.
Number 4.
The prophecy of the triumphal entry in Zechariah 9. This prophecy speaks of a king who will come to Jerusalem riding on a donkey, and who will bring salvation to his people. This is fulfilled on Palm Sunday when Jesus enters the city to the acclamation of the crowds, and Jesus is the one who brings salvation through his death and resurrection.
Number 5.
The prophecy of the Passover lamb in Exodus 12. This prophecy speaks of the sacrifice of a lamb as a means of atonement for sin. A type is a prophetic symbol, a person or thing in the Old Testament that foreshadows a person or thing in the New Testament. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Passover lamb. The tabernacle where God dwelt among the Israelites is a type of Jesus, God with us. The Feast of First Fruits represents Jesus as the first fruits from the dead, and there are many, many more types besides this.
Number 6.
The prophecy of the pierced one in Zechariah 12, verse 10. This prophecy speaks of a person who will be pierced and the mourning that will ensue. The phrase, him whom they have pierced, is also used in the Gospel of John to describe the crucifixion of Jesus. This connection has led many Christians to see this prophecy as a reference to the crucifixion of Jesus and a confirmation of his identity as the long-awaited Messiah.
Number 7.
The prophecy of the suffering of the righteous one in Psalm 22. This psalm speaks of a righteous person who suffers greatly, but who is ultimately vindicated by God. In verse 1, David cries out that God has forsaken him. Jesus uses the same words on the cross. In verse 7, David says his enemies mock and insult him. Jesus endured the same on the cross. David's tormentors tease him, telling him to have God rescue him. Many onlookers at the crucifixion said the same to Jesus. In verses 14 to 15, David describes his physical torment. The description matches the condition of someone who is being crucified. In verse 16, David says that dogs surround him and pierce his hands and feet. Gentile soldiers put nails through Jesus' hands and feet. In verse 18, David says that others divide his clothing. The Roman soldiers took Jesus' clothes.
Number 8.
The prophecy of the stone rejected by the builders in Psalm 118. This psalm speaks of a rejected stone that becomes the cornerstone of a new structure.
Number 9.
The prophecy of the borrowed tomb. Isaiah 53, verse 9. And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. This verse is understood by some to foreshadow the fact that Jesus was buried in a tomb belonging to a wealthy man, Joseph of Arimathea, rather than in a criminal's grave.
Number 10.
The prophecy about plots against the Lord and his anointed in Psalm 2. The Sanhedrin, the crowd, Herod Antipas, and Pilate all plotted against Jesus. It is worth noting that different scholars and theologians may have different opinions on which prophecies are the most significant, and there are many other Old Testament prophecies that could be included in our list. Father, thank you for the prophecies of the Old Testament that were fulfilled in Jesus, especially those related to Easter. Thank you for your faithfulness and for keeping your promises to your people throughout history. Help us to see Jesus in the pages of the Old Testament and to have a deeper appreciation for the salvation that he has won for us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.